Hi there. This week on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question about the difference between the words price and rate. Hello, VOA Learning English. I am confused by the words price and rate. Could you please explain these words for me? Irfan from Pakistan. This is a great question, Irfan. Both words can describe an amount of money in exchange for either goods, services, or a certain amount of time spent. We use them in different situations. Rate has more meanings and uses as well. Let's start with price. Price is a noun that can be countable or singular. As a countable noun, it means the amount of money that is exchanged for something. It can also be the amount asked for or paid. The price for 12 eggs was almost $5. The asking price of the house was $300,000, but it was sold for under $289,000 after negotiations. As a singular noun, price is the cost, result, or loss that is paid to get something else. Amanda's loss of a flexible schedule is the price of going back to school. We can also use price as a verb that takes a direct object. Mark priced his used TV at $200. Let's look more closely at rate now. A rate is a cost or value per unit for services or time. This is different from the price of something. For example, you hire a gardener, and their rate is $50 an hour. If the gardener worked 3 hours at a rate of $50 per hour, then the total price is $150. Rate can also be used to talk about amounts, degrees, or speed of something in comparison to something else. Your heart rate is the number of beats per minute. The United States' obesity rate is almost double that of Italy. Rate can also be a verb that means to apply a value, worth, strength, or estimation. It can take a direct object or not. Finland, Denmark, and Iceland rate their happiness level as very high. Saratoga Springs is rated as one of the best small cities in the U.S. Please let us know if these explanations and examples have helped you, Irfan. Do you have a question about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.